This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let me share with you one habit I wish I had developed early in my life and early in my career. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about some of the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Click the store tab, see the courses that I offer. Now, I've made a lot of mistakes over my career, but fortunately, you only have to do a few things right or make a few good decisions to have a successful career. But one habit I wish I had begun to develop earlier in my life is the habit of saving, always having reserves to fall back on. Earlier in my life, I always had the idea that I would start saving when I made enough money to save. I needed the money to pay my bills, so I paid my bills. And when I started earning enough money to save, that's when I do it. So what happened is savings was always something in the future. Then I learned you basically should pay yourself first. Take a portion of your money and save it. Now, when you're running a business, it's absolutely critical to be able to do that. Fortunately, in the storage business, it's easy to set reserves up or to save. I mean, literally, you need 15 cents or so a square foot per year for a reserve account, and you take 1/12 of that, even on a monster facility, that could be $1,000 a month, and you set aside operating income in the form of reserves so that when you have a capital expense or you have a insurance deductible that you need to fund, your money's there and you're never pulling out of operating capital to pay for a capital expense. Very much easier with storage than any other asset class. Started that habit from the beginning of my storage career, but I wish I'd done it earlier in my personal life and in some of my other businesses. Let me tell you a story about someone I'm coaching. Now, the reason I'm sharing this is because I'm watching this person deal with an issue. I learn from virtually everyone that I work with, but working with this person hammered home, to me anyway, the fact that having reserves makes a huge difference in how you run your life and how you run your businesses. So this gentleman I'm working with is very successful, owns a number of businesses like many of us do, and has done a lot of real estate over the years, development, buying and repositioning, mostly in the multifamily space. He owns a small manufacturing business, owns a number of enterprises. But he wanted to break into self-storage, and having not been in the business, he looked for someone to consult with or coach him, and I had the opportunity to end up working with him. Now, first of all, first thing he did, he's a smaller market. He went out, bought an existing portfolio in that market of properties, bought it right, repositioned the properties, and drastically brought the net operating income up. And then he's now building a new facility in the same market. So he basically came into that market with probably the majority of square footage in that market, a big footprint in that market. Did it right. He built it right. Low cost per square foot on his construction costs, bought the land right. But when they put the climate control buildings up, everything looked great. Then with the first big rain, flooding in those brand new climate control buildings from the roof. So it turned out that the roof system wasn't put on right, wasn't put on according to the specs from the manufacturer. So what would you do in that case? You can't open. What would you do? Well, what he did was, first of all, validated that, yes, in fact, the roof system had been installed incorrectly. He validated that through the manufacturer having an independent engineer come out there and look at it, and had a representative from the company that sold him the building package come out and look at it. All validated that the roof system wasn't put on correctly by the contractor, or more specifically, the subcontractor. So this was going to set back his opening quite a bit. Now, what would you do in that situation? Here's what he did. He has reserves in his businesses. So he dipped into his reserves. He's contracting to have the roof system put on correctly. And then he's going, he's lawyered up, but not overly lawyered, but he's lawyered up enough that the contractor knows that he means business. And however long it takes for him to get his damages, he's going to pursue it. But by having the reserves, he was able to address the situation, move towards, yes, he's a little late on what he's opening, but maybe 30 to 45 days difference. Big difference in having to borrow money or wait for you something to work out in a legal situation going after the contract. On the development side, on any deal, but particularly in development, stuff's going to go sideways. We don't know what it's going to be, but something's going to happen. Stuff happens in life. There's friction in life. This was his curveball that he got. And how he dealt with that, he dipped into his reserves, addressed the situation, then taking his time to do it correctly, getting compensated for the damages he suffered. That's what having the habit of savings and having reserves in place can do for your business. Now, like many of us, this person I'm working with came from very humble beginnings. He didn't start with anything. Had he started with money, he probably wouldn't have the reserves today. But he learned early on, coming from nothing, that having cash in place makes a big difference. So over his entire life, he's developed the habit of saving personally in his life and in all his businesses. I wish I'd have started developing that habit earlier in my career. But here's the good news. It's never too late. You always start with where you are at this moment if this is a habit you need to improve on or start. Make a decision, like you promise to yourself, that you're going to take a certain amount of all the income you get, however you want to structure it, that some of that money goes into reserve accounts and you, in essence, pay yourself first. If you're waiting till there's enough money, some of us are going to be waiting a long time. With every business, do the same. So what I took away from this event was it wasn't just a smart financial decision on his part to have reserves. It's really freedom. It's freedom to keep pursuing what you want to pursue by having reserve accounts to fall back on. When the roof failed, he didn't panic. He didn't scramble for loans. He didn't have to pull other partners in to raise more cash. He just pulled into his reserve account, moved forward in a structured, methodical way. Whenever what happens gets settled, for whatever amount it is, that money will go back into his reserve account, and he'll be ready for the next surprise or curveball that comes his way. So this is what reserves offer us, not just the ability to have access to money in a crisis. It offers us the opportunity to continue playing the game, whatever that game is for you. So the people who are successful over the long term in business or over the long term in life are not the people who usually make the money the fastest. They're the ones who make it slowly, build wealth slowly. So when the roof leaks, you can deal with it. That's the power of a habit that starts small. And there's no better business to be able to build the muscle of that habit than in the self-storage business. But do it in every business and in your personal life is my coaching today. Just some thoughts I have. Thank you for letting me share with you. My name's Mark Helm. And next week, we're going to talk about tariff refunds. I look forward to being with you then. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. And I'll see you next week.